Are you going to have a little salad? Some beans? A cup of pasta? Chicken? Give me the meat. Give me the meat.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
All righty. You like Nirvana?
We'll see. That's an eight, early eight. That's great.
I feel like they were in the Batman movie, this last one. Certainly Kurt Cobain wasn't. Spadoni will know. He's dead. He is. I know. Rest in peace. Okay. Dave Grohl, though, alive.
Well, to Guru's point, I think actually this album was featured on the latest Batman movie.
Yeah.
No, not this song, but.
I've seen the latest on Dave Grohl. Let's just leave it as
it's tough.
He's a member of the band, or was a member of the band.
Wow, dude.
It's better than Shay Sharp. Oh, boy. Get your phone.
Now,
dude.
You know what? I got an idea.
Yeah.
I got an idea. Because the boss is always looking for new segments. Maybe we should do like a TMZ segment, and Goo, you could host it.
Well, Willard came in with nuggets. You say that, and I didn't like it.
Yeah, we'll see. We're not there yet.
Well, I don't know.
I just hear that on loop.
But this is vintage me, right? I saw something was up with Shannon Sharp and something.
It was staged.
Shady.
Yeah.
And the minute I see it, I feel like I don't want to know.
Eats that stuff up.
I know, but I don't want to.
We all need some loving.
Yeah, we'll get back to the Niners in a sec. I did want to mention this though, because I teased it in the first segment, and it's this. So
just chew it and record it.
Caitlin Clark,
my girl, rookie of the year.
But it's more than that.
Ooh.
So. Let me read you some numbers.
Yeah.
This is all you need to know about Caitlin Clark. Here's what I mean. Forget the numbers. Forget her stats. I'm going to give you numbers, not stats. Ready? Just listen to this. This is a team record. Team's records.
Wow.
You ready?
Okay.
Team records. 9-25. 6-28. 6-16. 5 wins, 31 losses. 13 wins, 27 losses. That's the record of the Indiana Fever the last 7 years.
Wow.
9-25, 6-28, 13-21, 6-16, 6-26, 5-31, 13-27. You know what they are this year? 19-18.
Wow.
Not only that.
6 seed.
Not only that. They started 1-8. So they are 18-10 in their last 28 games.
Man.
I mean, I don't need to see one number. I don't need to see how many points she's scoring. I don't need to see how many assists she has. That
you bring
number
up the
right
attendance
there.
On the road
exactly.
And at home. I thought that's where you were going, but
no.
She's incredible. And her passing, Steiny, man. And she started, it was tough, right? She had to get acclimated. But she has. I can't wait for the playoffs. Well, I went to Prime and got the, I told you, you didn't believe me, the WNBA season pass. I can't wait for the offs.
Well,
she's not MVP, though. That's Asia Wilson.
I mean, she's probably going to get some MVP votes just because this thing's been turned around in such a monster way.
Yeah, she's good.
But, yeah, I mean, that's all I needed to see. That's the other thing that I think, and look, we'll get right back to the Niners, but you know, what people don't realize about the WNBA is that when you get drafted out of college like Caitlin Clark, you have to start your professional career right away. Like, if you're a college men's player, you play, and then you're done in March or April, and then you get 4 months off, and you go to training camp.
How did she do it?
As opposed to Caitlin Clark, who went to the national championship game or went deep into the tournament and had about a month off, and then the WNBA season starts because it plays in the summer. So somebody like Caitlin Clark right now, 37, I mean, she's already played 75 games probably this year or you know, within the last calendar year. So she's been playing a ton in the last year.
I'm excited for the playoffs.
Yeah. Should be a lot of fun. Let me let me switch it up a little. Get to Brock Purdy. Niners, of course, play the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday, and it was a game last year that wasn't a great one for Brock Purdy. But again, he didn't have Trent Williams and he didn't have Deebo Samuel. Mike Sando, for years now, and I just want to know what you make of this. Right. Mike Sando, for years now, has put out a quarterback ranking list, okay? And it's based on executive opinions. Mm. Okay, so he talks to executives every year, and then he splits his quarterbacks up. He ranks them all and then breaks them into tiers. So tier one, for example, is Mahomes. Who else is
Burrow.
On there? Burrow might be on there, and then maybe one other guy. The point is he's got like four tiers, one, two, and three.
All right.
Okay, and then four, but four's. And what he said is that between 20, try to follow this. I'll try to explain it simply. Between the years 2014 and 2022, so 8 or 9 years up till about 2 years ago, there was only one quarterback in the NFL who was a tier three quarterback.
Gotcha.
According to the executives.
All right.
That made more than 15% of the team's salary cap. For example, in 2018, Kirk Cousins was a Viking, and he was put into this third tier category of quarterbacks by the executives.
But his money wasn't third tier.
Exactly.
All right.
His money wasn't third tier. So over an eight-year period, the only third-tier player who got paid was Cousins.
Gotcha.
Okay? The other guys who got paid were Roethlisberger, who's considered a tier one, Wilson, Andrew Luck, Drew Brees, Stafford.
Ballers.
Garoppolo was considered tier two back in 2018. All right, here's what I'm getting at. In the last 2 years, according to Mike Sando, more tier two and three quarterbacks are getting paid, meaning that lesser quarterbacks are now taking up more of your salary cap, and that is a recipe for disaster.
No doubt.
Okay.
And I think the NFL, real quick, should do something and not count the quarterback's money. I know it's being discussed towards the – it should be something different if you get my drift.
I don't want that.
Why?
I really,
why?
Because,
why?
Because I want teams to pay the price if they make a mistake – overpaying a quarterback.
Okay. Wow. Well, a lot of teams would be on the side of the road. Hey.
Well, too bad.
Yeah.
Too bad.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm looking right now. So now if you look at the quarterbacks who have contracts that are worth 15% or more of the cap, listen to the names on here.
Dak Prescott's one.
Daniel Jones.
Jesus.
He represents 18%. Of the entire New York Giants.
That's their fault, though. I know you're not.
Exactly.
That's the Giants'
fault. So I don't
want
to bail them out.
Okay, got you. Wow, I hear you. Go ahead.
How about this one? One of Spadoni's favorites, Derek Carr. Derek Carr represents almost 17% of the entire salary cap. Yes.
Man.
And there's two more tier three guys who got paid, Trevor Lawrence and Tua.
Wow, man.
They were ranked in his. Lawrence was essentially ranked 15th, and Tua was 16th out of 32 quarterbacks. Now, here's my question. Where do you come down on how much to pay a certain quarterback? And whether you're going to sign this kind of quarterback to a long-term deal. So Brock Purdy, all right? Brock Purdy, is he... Does he get what the market views him as, or does he get the going rate? Because here's the way I look at it. I think when you say, well, what's going to be the going rate for Brock Purdy?
60, 55.
I think the going rate for Brock Purdy is going to be 60.
Yeah.
55
right.
or 60.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the point of this, because Lawrence got it. Tua got it. Daniel Jones got a big deal. Carr got a big deal. So
Jordan Love
Jordan Love got a big deal. So the question I have is, teams are paying, and I'm not saying Purdy is this guy, but do you pay a Trevor Lawrence that kind of money? If you don't, what do you do then?
You have to start over, and that's what I think a lot of these organizations are afraid of doing. And two, quarterbacks don't grow on trees, and it's quarterback inflation. Basically, you got to pay dudes when you hope that they turn into, like Jordan Love right now looks great, right? So they paid them for what they think they're going to get down the road in the future, right? But Brock Purdy, you got to hate the player, hate the game. You can't hate the player. He's about to get broken off. And Stani, as crazy as this sounds, do I think Brock Purdy's the best quarterback in the NFL? No. But is he the best fit for this team right now after going to a Super Bowl, after taking him to an NFC championship game, after, you know, like, I have no problem with that, but you're right. The Daniel Joneses, you got to pay for that. The Derek Carrs, the misses, you have to pay for. But why I believe teams are overzealous to do it is they're so gung-ho on thinking and identifying we got our next guy, and a lot of them are landmines. They're blowing up on them.
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm not saying Brock Purdy is that, but this is kind of what I mean about if you're going to pay a guy the going rate, you better really know that he's the guy.
Do you think Dallas believes Dak is the guy? He's just real quick.
Let's do it.
I care about postseason. He's 2-5. We're in year 8. He hadn't even taken you to a championship game. That's the dude that gets 230, 240? Like, explain that to me on any whiteboard.
Okay.
Before I'm to pass it to you, I can give you the answer. They have no other option. I'd rather lose and try to go find my new bride than pay something that I know deep in my core is not going to get me to the promised land.
Well, what did the Giants do with Daniel Jones? And
like, their intel was bad.
But my point, like, okay, Dak Prescott. Here's my feeling on Dak Prescott. I think he's pretty good.
In the regular season, and you would be right.
So you wouldn't pay him because you don't allow for the fact that he could be good in the postseason in the future.
I've seen enough that he will not. Okay. It will never happen on his watch. I believe that to my core.
What would you have done? Just let him play out this year?
Yes.
Okay, but when we talk about like a guy like Brock Purdy, and
I've seen more than he's got more 4 playoff wins.
I get that, but it's also a team game. But what I'm getting at is with Brock Purdy, let's say if you give him $60 million, it's going to impact the rest of your roster. All I'm saying is you got to be sure that Brock Purdy isn't Dak Prescott.
Well, I'm asking you, after a Super Bowl visit and almost winning it, taking the team on the fly in his first run to the NFC Championship game, what else? There's always another game. What else are you looking for? Like, I'm just asking that to fans. I've seen what I need to see.
With this particular team.
Right, but that's the reality.
Well,
now you could take a weapon away, and they did Monday night in this one game.
They didn't, because they had a weapon. Jordan Mason was a weapon that game.
But Brock Purdy's a weapon too.
If you say so, I'm not saying he isn't a weapon. What I'm saying is teams get into trouble when they pay quarterbacks who aren't elite quarterback money. Listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. No, I'm not, again.
It's crazy, I'm not saying,
like, Kyler Murray.
I still believe in him. And he's gotten back. Stoney, I'm sorry.
I want to go back to the Cowboys, though, because this is what we heard with Purdy. When I talked about Purdy before, and I said, well, you got to make sure he's the right quarterback. And you got to make sure he's the guy. Okay. So.
What else do you.
My point is that if you don't, like, Purdy is going to get paid. And I and when I say something like, well, let's see how this year goes. Maybe if he doesn't play well, Kyle will reset. And people are like, well, then who would your quarterback be? You got Brock Purdy.
Right.
Why are the Cowboys different? They've got a good quarterback, Dak Prescott. You really, like if I would have said, Steiny, I don't want to give him that money. Okay, well, what are you going to do next year? Like, it's the same question applies to the Cowboys. But,
and again, I go to relationships. If you're in a bad relationship or marriage, don't stay in it because
who's
you're afraid of what's
next.
Oh,
come on, Goo.
Hey, Steiny, well, so that's what it's about. And there's no right or wrong. We've seen 8 years of one guy play his worst football in the postseason. So I'm out. I'm not renewing those vows. I'm done. Hey, it's going to hurt. We may win six games, but we're going to save this money,
put it
around the team, and go find another quarterback. And it might be, but I'm not going to pay for something that I know is not going to be the reason we don't get over the top. Brock Purdy has shown me when it's go time, he can meet it and handle it. So if he loses a weapon or two, and let's just say you don't win a Super Bowl, you can always double back and say, you know what? Your intel, that was right intel. This guy played okay in the Super Bowl, well enough for you to win. He took you to the NFC Championship game. So I believe in that.
Do you believe the 49ers have a better roster than the Cowboys in part because Prescott's got a big contract and Brock doesn't?
Well, I put Dallas's roster up again. That's what's so maddening, up against the Niners.
Well, first of all, you can't say the Niners have the best roster in football and then say, well, the Cowboys is just as good. Do you think the Cowboys is just as good?
It's right. It's not as good, but it's right behind it, and it has been as good.
Okay.
When they came in here and should have won a playoff game 2 years ago, and Dak threw just wet his pants. But I hope I'm not omitting, or people are out there thinking I don't care about the regular season. We're talking about a guy in Brock Purdy that's starting his third year. Dak has been at this almost a decade. He didn't deserve that money when he has been the sole reason.
Who is going to quarterback next year?
Cooper Rush or
Trey Lance.
Okay. So you got to pull the Band-Aid off and know what you're really doing. Okay. Fertilize that money into other aspects of the team and try to find a quarterback.
Okay, when you say try to find a quarterback, how long did it take
the Niners
to find a quarterback?
I got you.
That's what I'm saying. Dak Prescott just got paid, and you think he shouldn't have gotten paid. But, you know, the Cowboys, they made the playoffs three straight years or something like that?
36 wins in the regular season the last 3 years.
So Dak Prescott has won them 12 games, 12 games, and 12 games.
And it's 2-5 in the playoffs and had some of his worst performances in those games.
So you're not paying him because of the playoffs?
No doubt. I've seen enough.
Okay.
That's just me.
Okay. But again, I get that you've seen enough, but think about this for a minute. Are you prepared to go from 12 wins, 12 wins, 12 wins to 6 wins, 6 wins, 6 wins?
Right. And that's,
period.
That's a beautiful question.
And I don't think you would.
I'm there. But I get what it's about. It's about the playoff games. It's about being on the Monday night, the big stages. So that's why Jerry did it. But why do you think it took so long? This is his second contract.
Right.
So that's why and Jordan Love, I would bet he's got the goods. I love, but it's 1 year. And up until Dak's contract, he was there. Brock Purdy is blowing past all the metrics.
Individually he is. His individual accolades.
I guess, partner, I want to hug you too. What's it about at the end of the day? Are we going to really nitpick and say, like, we know Brock is no bus driver? To the biggest Brock hater, the bottom line is he meets the moment.
Well, he's met the moment so far. But again, if you want to go that route, he didn't meet the moment in the Super Bowl.
And what if I said they didn't meet the moment?
They didn't.
So
why don't you say the Cowboys, didn't meet the moment?
Dak threw two interceptions in a game that could have got him to the NFC Championship where it was right there. Then he looked lost 27-0 at home against the seventh seed in the playoff. Like, what more do we need to see, Steiny?
Well, I guess what you need to see are three six-win seasons in a row. I mean, honestly, like that's kind of what I'm asking. The Cowboys have a quarterback that they've paid big money to, and they've won 12 games in each of the last three seasons, and they've
haven't been to an NFC championship game, haven't sniffed it. And sometimes,
okay, so he's got to get to a championship game.
It's what's your agenda, Steiny? Do you want to stay relevant and not win? Then you pay Dak.
Well,
or do you want to try to get a championship?
They do win. The Cowboys win.
Yeah, but not in the postseason. That's right. Why they were lost with number one seed, number two seed, and lost.
Okay. All Prescott.
A majority
all
of
Prescott.
27-0 at halftime to the lowest seed in the playoffs. You got to take some blame. That's
of course you got to take some blame. Right. But I believe that it's easy to say we're not paying Dak Prescott
and start over
because there's no guarantee when you start over. Yeah. Chucky's in Oakland.
Chucky,
what's going on, Chucky? How you doing, man?
Hey, chop in the morning, gentlemen, man. You guys, I listen to you guys all the time, man. I appreciate you. First of all, let me let the record reflect. I am a true Raider fan, silver and black.
Okay.
And so. I haven't been calling, man, because you guys been talking about the 49ers, man, you know, so I ain't been getting in on the conversation. But, you know, like Popeye, man, one of my favorite cartoons, man, that's all I can stand. I can't stand no more. You know, all this narrative about Brock Purdy. I mean, the morning roast had me burning up this morning when I was driving. They talking about how in the world can Shasky even think about putting Brock Purdy in the same sentence as Steph Curry? Steph Curry is a four-time NBA world champion, just came off of getting a gold medal in the Olympics and going to use Curry as a comp for Brock Purdy. The man, he just been playing for 3 years. And you guys can say, okay, he went to the Conference Championship, he ran to the Super Bowl. Hey, Steiny, you was bragging how you can catch the ball with one hand like Odell Beckham.
Uh-huh.
Look, Shanahan could have took you to the Super Bowl. And Brock Purdy, it wasn't nothing about Brock Purdy. And then you guys talking about, Shasky talking about high IQ. How can he have a, he hasn't showed me nothing that he got a high IQ. Hey, yo, the man don't come to the line like Tom Brady or Peyton Manning, you know, Mahomes figuring out defenses, man. He got a system, you guys know, he on the Shanahan system. So it got to be a reason why no NFL team drafted Brock Purdy.
Mm.
Some guy was on the morning roast talking about how he was familiar with Brock Purdy when he played in college. When he was playing at Iowa, he know that the Brock Purdy is all good. And I'm thinking myself when I'm hearing that interview, well, why you think he all good, but the scouts passed him up? Nobody drafted him.
No, I get it. I get it, Chucky. Nobody drafted him,
and
but
I love
pretty good
Chucky,
now.
But and what I turned around hating on Brock. Right now, you got to give him the dub. And is Steph Curry a better basketball player because of Steve Kerr? I think the offense is better, right? Like I don't know how you wouldn't feel comfortable paying Brock Purdy at this moment. That's all. And if we
and I don't like
it's a mess of the guys that don't deserve it that are getting chicken, starting with Daniel Jones.
Well, 5-1-0, and this I'm kind of with this guy. He says you're tripping. I don't mean it that hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Dak is good enough for that contract. You don't have another option for the Cowboys.
And that's
where the Niners are, too, right now.
Yeah. And I wish I was a byproduct of any facet of my life to where I got broken off because they couldn't find better. Maybe my wife would say different, but you know what I mean? Like, how? That's an insult.
But there's only 10 quarterbacks in football better than Dak Prescott, probably. Right, he's 10 to 12, 10 to 14.
But if and I know what you're going to do, and you're not wrong, and that's why I'm going to take a deep breath. I know we're up against it. But Steiny, the postseason is 85% of my metric.
888-957-9570 is the number. Then would John Elway have gotten signed to a second contract?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, he never won in his first 7 or 8 years.
But he never was the reason they lost.
Well, according to you. Well, according to you.
I know what I want.
888-957-9570. We're talking about quarterback contracts. And the guys who have gotten paid, some of them aren't considered overly elite, but they're still getting broken off. Where does Purdy fit in? That segment was brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
Yo, this is John Spider Sally, four-time NBA champion, and you are listening to Tiny and the Guru on 95.7 The Game.
John Sally. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. We're talking about quarterbacks right now, and to me it was a fascinating article by Mike Sando in The Athletic, and he talked about how from 2014 to 2022, a very small percentage of quarterbacks made up 15% of their team's entire salary cap. So in other words, during that 8-year period, a lot of guys who were quarterbacks weren't paid a ton of money, or the ones that were paid were the obvious elite quarterbacks. And what he's saying is what we've seen over the last 2 or 3 years is quarterbacks who are, as the kids say, mid, they're getting paid like elite quarterbacks. So if you have a quarterback that you like, but maybe he's not a Rodgers or a Burrow or a Mahomes, do you really want to pay him like those guys are getting paid? And this is what I always wonder. Mm-hmm. Of course, Brock Purdy can say, let's say Brock Purdy has another good year. Let's say they don't win it. I mean, of course, Brock Purdy's going to be able to say, well, what's Trevor Lawrence making? 55? I need more than that. All right, fair enough. You're better than Trevor Lawrence. But you're not better than Mahomes.
Okay.
And you might not be better than Burrow. So,
but you're winning more than those guys.
Okay.
So it's not a quarterback contest at the end of the day. Who can throw it the furthest?
I think one thing you have to do, and this isn't just for Brock Purdy. This is for when you pay a quarterback, you have to be so sure of that quarterback that you believe he'll be the reason, to me, why you're going to be mostly successful year in and year out.
I agree with that.
Right.
And I got real quick. Do you think the Niners, if they had to make that decision today on Brock Purdy, what their answer would be? Mine would be yes.
I agree. I think it would be yes. And I'm not saying that. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, you look at a guy like Dak Prescott, and he's proven he's going to get you to the playoffs, like every year.
And he's proven that Stani, he'll never win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I know that's not fair.
It's not fair because
he's 2-5 in the playoffs.
And
I think it's a good bet from what I've seen.
Would you bet against John Elway?
Okay.
I mean, he was 7-7 in the postseason, and then he won two Super Bowls.
But Stani, when you watch those games and the teams he was on, Helen Keller could see it wasn't his fault.
What about Matt Stafford?
But he lost a playoff game to Dallas years ago that they got cheated out of.
Right, but he won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but there weren't a lot of chokes in the playoffs for Matt Stafford. He was a byproduct of what was around him, too. Like, he wasn't going to the offs every year.
How old's Dak Prescott?
28, 20, I gotta look it up. Somewhere around there. It might even be 30s, Donnie. But why? But, hey, again, I don't know how Brock Purdy, even Shaka, that's our guy. I just don't know what else right now you need to see. Kyle Shanahan is not getting Brock Purdy's paycheck. And if we're going to start saying the reason the reason he's winning is because of this offense, we'll call him lucky. He's in a good situation, but he's making the most of it. And all I'm saying, Steiny, is that Eagle loss in the championship game, he didn't even get a chance, okay? The Super Bowl, he brought him back against Green Bay. Even though I said team-wide, it was nasty. I didn't like the Niners offense. He did nothing to dispel what I was ready. I had my pin out of like, he's going to get stage fright. Stoney, he did pretty, would you say, fair for himself in the Super Bowl.
Who?
Brock Purdy.
It's okay.
Right.
He was okay. Yeah, if Dak Prescott had put up that performance in the Super Bowl, you wouldn't be happy. I know that.
But I wouldn't say he was the reason they lost the game. Like I can say against Green Bay, against the Niners twice, against Jimmy.
I mean, to me, in a way, it doesn't matter. Like, well, he didn't lose you the game.
Dak's okay? 31.
Okay, he didn't win you it either. So who cares if he – oh, Brock didn't lose you the game.
He didn't turn it over. He didn't throw a pick six.
And how many of seven playoff games has Dak thrown a pick six?
Well, I know he threw one last year when they were down 27-0 to Savage. It's not even just about the pick sixes. He threw one to the Niners, threw that game away.
Detroit Lions with Stafford are the reason to blame. He was the Dak Prescott back in the day.
But now he's a Super Bowl champ.
Right. So Dak Prescott could be a Super Bowl champ.
With a different coach, you mean?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, here's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
When I said, you know, you gotta know Brock Purdy's gonna make, if you're gonna pay him $60 million, you better be sure that he's gonna be a $60 million quarterback when he doesn't have the talent around him. And you said, you know, people said, well, okay, but who's better than Brock Purdy right now? Nobody, in terms of quarterback in the Niners.
Oh, okay.
Ditto for the Packers. Ditto for the Cowboys. Like, I think you're glossing over.
Tell me.
The fact that, oh, we'll just get another quarterback next year.
No, there's going to be a price to pay for that, partner, and maybe not. Maybe you put Cooper Rush there, you save your chicken, you spend it on other areas of your team, and you're more competitive, but you're still in the same boat if it's about championships. I just don't think Dak Prescott's new contract merits a 2-5 playoff record where he's been a culprit of bad performances on the biggest stage. To me, that doesn't merit that contract. Now, if you want to tell me 12-win seasons is the barometer, then okay, hey, we're different.
I think it is. Mm. I mean, look, I mean, that's what I'm getting at is – Dak Prescott deserves more money than Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, no doubt.
Dak Prescott deserves more money than Jordan Love. I mean, to me, Dak Prescott, in a way, has proven that he's going to get you 12 wins.
Okay, I don't believe,
I hate the term, but if you want to use it, I'll use it. I don't believe in a once a choker, always a choker. I don't believe that.
I give you that.
I've seen the sports world is littered.
Andy Reid, we
never think they'll win it. And then they win it, and then we go, oh, okay, I might have been wrong. Well, okay, you just lost the Super Bowl by giving up a guy that you thought couldn't get it done.
Okay, I'll end it with this. If the Niners somehow get to the NFC Championship game, let's just say lose it, Stoney.
Okay.
They lose it.
Right.
Would you be mad at me if I said, Brock Purdy, I'm your agent, we're going to go get you the Dak deal? Because right now, after year three, you have surpassed him in every category. You've been to a Super Bowl, multiple NFC championship games. You can ask for that 231.
There's a difference.
I need to hear it.
Dak Prescott has been doing it for 9 years.
But doing what?
Getting his team to the playoffs.
And then
like
what
being
happens?
Successful.
And then what happens? Lemon booty.
According to you.
No, according to the numbers.
Okay.
2-5.
Okay. What about this year? What about if they go to the playoffs this year?
Okay, I got you.
I'm just...
But I think I get the win because you are banking on 1 year, and I'm going on eight years of what we've seen.
Well, that's my point, is I think they look at Dak Prescott and they say, okay, yeah, he hasn't won the big one, but damn, we've been pretty good with him, and we made the playoffs, and we can continue to make the playoffs with him. The 49ers... I mean, I'm not taking this side.
Yeah.
But Brock Purdy has proven for 8 or 9 years that he's a good enough quarterback. Dak Prescott can get his team to the playoffs, and he's done it consistently.
But your bar
Purdy
is low.
Hasn't done it consistently.
Yeah.
And it's not his fault.
It's not his fault because he ain't been alive. That he ain't been in the position to do it.
Right.
But right now, my MapQuest, my Brock Purdy, what do I use?
Well,
Waze looks like it's going in that direction.
It looks like it, but Dak has done it for 8 years.
Okay, I'll say this. In 8 years, has Dak been to a championship game or a Super Bowl like Brock Purdy has in two?
No.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Well, if you want to stop there, you can stop there.
That's a TKO.
No, it's not a TKO. It's a guy who's had success early in his career. Maybe he won't have success later in his career. Maybe guys who don't have success early end up having success.
The Niners are going to have to make a decision to pay him before we get to year 6-7.
Exactly. Exactly right.
And I think he's doing well for himself. Monday night, McCaffrey.
Doing well now.
Yeah.
He's doing well now. I bet you loved Dak Prescott in year two and three, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I was a believer.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying there's no sure things. And like the fact that Dak got paid, what were their options?
Real quick, Stoddy, it's fascinating. Mahomes, you can't select. If I said right now you could take a current NFL quarterback, who would it be? Because Josh Allen's 5-5 in the playoffs. I'm not going to nitpick. He's 500 in the playoffs. 10 games, 5-5.
That's not bad. Okay, you do realize that, right?
I just gave you his stats. Okay. Who would you take right now? Not Mahomes. He's not available. Who would you take right now?
Who would I take right now?
Burrow, how about that? Okay, you guys are going to laugh at me.
Okay.
And I mean what I'm saying to you. I would take Matthew Stafford.
Okay.
Because I think he knows his job.
Right. And how was he viewed for 8 to 10 years of his career?
I got you. A lot of it, Sonny, was he had poison around
and
him.
And he broke through. Maybe he broke through.
I got with a different coach and a different roster.
Yeah.
All right.
Danny in San Jose. Let's get it going, Danny. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to touch up what you guys were talking about, how Brock Purdy would get paid. I want to get your guys' aspect of, you know, what if Brock Purdy in 6 weeks beats Patrick Mahomes and then goes to the Super Bowl and beats Patrick Mahomes again? So what's your guys' opinions on that?
I believe he's getting paid. I believe he's getting paid if he lost both of those games. But my God, Stoney, another Super Bowl trip? You can answer. I'm cutting you off. I think he should know my answer by our conversation. Brock can lose those games and still get this contract. But my gosh, what if he won it? It would be a slam dunk, right?
I think the more I think about it, the more I'm realizing I think it's a slam dunk anyway.
That's all I'm saying.
But the reason is because they got nobody better.
Mm.
They got nobody better. And that's why when I look at the Prescott deal, it doesn't bother me.
Maybe that article, what's changed is teams are afraid of.
That's what I'm saying. That's what the whole article was about. How these GMs and executives are taking a bird in the hand that they have already.
Mm.
And for what? And again, I am not comparing Purdy to Daniel Jones at all. I'm just saying that Mike Sando's saying a lot of these mid-tier quarterbacks are getting elite quarterback money.
Right.
And you better know that this mid-quarterback will eventually become an elite quarterback. Otherwise, you're in big trouble.
And I've been doing radio with you for 7 years. You tell me if I'm off here. You said, Goo, the worst place to be in sports.
Well, that's basketball.
Okay, all right.
That's the NBA.
Hey, I got you. It's the
football's
middle.
Different.
All right. I remembered.
Let's go to Thomas in San Ramon. Hey, Thomas, how you doing, man?
Good. Real quick, an interesting point about Stafford is he was the last first-round pick before the rookie wage scale got implemented, so he got a big bag the moment he got drafted, and they were already paying Calvin Johnson a big bag from his draft pick, so the Lions were pure poison because they'd already given all their money to the wide receiver and the quarterback due to the way the scale used to work.
Gotcha.
So they were screwed from the jump.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. Appreciate it. All I'm saying is, okay, I'm looking at all the quarterbacks right now who make at least 16% of the salary cap.
Right.
So
let's
just call these guys well paid.
All right.
Daniel Jones.
Just horrific.
Just say yes or no.
No.
Derek Carr.
No.
Jalen Hurts.
I'm being honest, no.
Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
Justin Herbert.
Yes.
Rodgers.
Yes.
Burrow Mahomes.
Yes, yes.
Cousins.
No.
Goff.
Yes.
Lawrence.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I'm still, it ain't over yet.
Tua and Dak.
No and no.
Okay, so basically of these 1, 2, 4, 8, 13 quarterbacks, about 6 of them you think deserve it.
Yeah.
And I'm not
hating on the ones that got it.
I'm not disagreeing.
That's the way the system's set up, but I want to rip my mic out, Steiny. I just hate that a player or a team is afraid of maybe taking some steps back because they don't have anything.
So would you
refrigerator?
Would you have not paid Tua? I'm not saying you're wrong. No, I'm just saying this is why it's
really hard. They had no other option, right?
And that's why I think it is hard. I don't know what I would do. You're going to have to pay Purdy, it looks like.
And that's a good, right now, that should
right,
be, you should be
right
excited.
Now, right now, okay. though. These All deals right. can go sideways.
Right, but what if other facets of their team start to erode,
exactly.
but you still get a great performance by your quarterback?
Do you know that?
No, I'm saying if.
Right.
You would still feel good about that investment in Brock Purdy. You would never come in here and to show off and say, hey, the Niners are really not doing well, or the quarterback regressed. That could happen.
He better not regress at $60 million.
Yeah.
Like, then it's a big, like, that's the other thing. If Brock Purdy, let's say, like, the minute he signs, everything changes. Would you agree with that? I don't care if you agree or not. I think that's a fact.
But the most important thing doesn't change. Ask me what that is.
What?
The tutelage and his head coach of Kyle Shanahan.
No doubt.
But that's crazy.
But his roster.
So he's in the best position.
His roster's going to change, though. Huh? Are you at all worried about that?
No, because I think the coach will make the changes necessary.
Okay.
And, you know what's crazy about this? Is it's so early. It looks like, what if we find out that what you have been professing over the last couple of months comes to fruition? If we find out the Niners still can beat teams' ass without McCaffrey, now one, hey, Goo, 2019 and 21, they did it without McCaffrey. Why are you so shocked? Because it's recency bias and he's so good. But why am I up here stunned driving home Monday that they did it without him when Kyle... Is a Jedi.
Okay, so I'll just take the other point of view. If he's a Jedi, then go get another quarterback you can go to a Super Bowl with.
My question to that would be why? Why would you go off something that's working? Because of the money?
Yeah.
But it's
right, it's working with him at this salary. You better be sure it works with him at big money.
Real quick before we go to the phones, does a team like the Philadelphia Eagles make you believe that actually you can retain your pieces? Like Jalen Hurts got his money, and they actually just signed A.J. Brown, they signed Devontae Smith, and they got him a better running back.
Like, I don't know their salary cap situation.
But I'm saying the idea that you're just going to lose all your weapons isn't necessarily true.
Well, let's just do it this way. It feels like Niners are gearing up to lose Debo or Ayuk at the end of the year because of the salary cap issue.
I would say that's fair.
Obviously, if they can keep them all, great. And I'm not saying, well, if you're going to lose one of these guys, then don't sign Purdy. I'm just saying... Purdy, everything's going to change when he gets paid. That's all I'm saying.
As far as pressure and outside.
Hell yeah.
Going. Okay.
And you know what?
On the field?
If they don't, let's say they get to the NFC Championship and don't win it, okay? And he gets paid $55-$60 million.
I got something
for
you.
And then the year after that, they don't win it. People will come down his road big time.
But then
in Dallas with Prescott.
But you're saying Prescott getting you to the playoffs is suffice.
Yeah.
Why can't you use that metric for Brock if that's what he does for the next 6 years? Because he'll always have, I've been to the Super Bowl, I've been to multiple NFC Championship games, if they just go to the playoffs. So why is it okay when you look at Dak, but if that happened to Brock, what would be different?
Because the Niners have gotten to a Super Bowl twice and an NFC Championship 4 times in the last 5 years.
Well,
and
I'll give you
listen, all I'm saying is the 49ers don't win a Super Bowl this year. Here's what I'm saying. If the 49ers don't win a Super Bowl this year, Purdy gets his 55-60 million, okay, and the Niners go 12-5 the next year and 12-5 the next year, but only win one playoff game, Purdy will get dragged exactly like Prescott.
I think Kyle will get dragged more than a youngster in year 4 or 5. That I really believe that. And I'm not caping for Brock. I'm just sick of what I'm watching with quarterbacks on Sunday waiting for Brock to return to glass slippers. And I'm like, you know what, Goo? There are no slippers. The God calling plays and designing offense and using the wide zone for the run scheme or whatever it is, they're just he can do it with multiple. I don't want to say average, Steiny. He's not a slave to one person or player. That's all. It looks that way to me.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's bring in Austin in San Jose. What's up, Austin? How you doing, man?
Hey fellas. Love the conversation. There's layers to this. Guru, I don't know why you're attacking or putting down your boy Dak, man. Dak's a hell of a quarterback. Okay. I know he hasn't necessarily won the big ones. I would say Lamar is kind of getting the same criticism from, you know, hey, the one guy gets to win the Super Bowl. I mean, so, and I think Tiny's point is the guys have done it over multiple years. I think that, hey, let's give Brock his flowers. I don't think anybody can take anything away from him.
Okay.
I'm not a huge Brock fan, but that's just me. But I also have to respect the fact the guy's got you there twice. And so now to the point of whether he's worth the money that everybody else is getting. I think here's where it gets more complicated because every team is different. You can't say that just because Lawrence got paid or Dak got paid in their situations necessarily Brock should get paid. And the reason why is because the Niners are built differently. As Niners kind of said, they've got players around them that they've highly paid. And I think everybody loves Brock now. His salary, yeah, he's a darling because he's being paid nothing. Essentially, and he's going to get paid a lot of money going forward. The question is, Guru, are you going to love him as much, or Niner fans going to love him as much once they give him 40 or 50 million and he has to go out there every Sunday? Is he still going to be the darling if he doesn't perform? So I think there is something we got to see. I don't think we should say he necessarily should get the money because all these other guys are getting it. And I've actually gone after Willard about this. He seems to think it's already done. I'm more of a Steiny. I think we got to see what he does this year. We got to see how the Niners actually view him. I would actually say, lastly, based on the Niners' lineup right now, you could argue that they could bring in another quarterback of mid-level kind of talent to run that and keep the guys they have versus overpaying Brock and then having to get rid of somebody. You could argue either approach could get them to the Super Bowl. So that's all I got, guys.
Appreciate the call.
Good stuff, Austin. Appreciate the call.
And
that's a fascinating conversation.
No doubt.
No doubt.
And can I just add this to his point? Just last thing about Dak. It's an era. It's almost a decade of 2-5 bad performances in the playoffs. I'll leave that alone. But when you call, and we've talked about, forget shortstop in baseball because I used to think it was that, the most important position in sports is the quarterback. But now we're starting to do algebra and calculus with the Niners saying we could sub out a good quarterback who's good in this system and just go find one. And when you just talked about the importance and how hard and how scared these teams are of trying to go find a quarterback this efficient, why would you sub out Brock? And I'm asking you because of the greatness of Kyle.
Why would you sub out Dak?
Because he hasn't gotten you
seven. Like, do you realize he's 74-40 in the regular season?
Yes, I do. And what's his playoff record, Steiny?
I guess it's 2-5.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so but there it is, right there. You're giving up on him in a way. That's fine. I get it. But what you're saying is, for whatever reason, like, I bet you felt as good about Dak in year 3 as you do about Purdy.
Right. Okay. And 5 years is a lot of losing and not making the playoffs. Last thing.
Made 5 of 9.
How fair is it? And I'm just asking, how fair is it to objectively step back and give Brock his flowers for just being the damn quarterback? It seems like everybody's starting to get their pencil and their calculator, and I get it. Oh, it's Kyle. For Austin to say – he's so brilliant, Kyle is, he could go find another quarterback. Is that fair to Brock?
Yes.
Wow.
Because he's shown he can do it. It's like, to me, Brock's irrelevant there. In terms of that discussion, 888-957-9570 is the number. Look, I think we're coming down to the fact that we know Brock Purdy's getting paid. For the most part, I think we'd all agree on that. The question I'm asking is, it's going to change, and how much once he gets that money. What's coming up next in the game? Presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises. That segment was brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.